Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go. All right. So I know I'm doing a lot of podcasting right now, and maybe it's because I feel so guilty because I haven't done the writing, the blogging that I need to do. Oh, listen, I'm a terrible writer, terrible, terrible. I know it. And sometimes I have grammar and punctuation stuff in there. I know. I do my best. I really do. But sometimes you just got to get it up there, and I miss a few things. I do proofread and all that, but not to mention, it takes me a long time. Like when I sit there and I write something and then I go back and I'll step away from it. I'm not a natural born writer, obviously, but it's hard to do. And it doesn't come natural. I don't just sit down, it doesn't flow. So anyway, I am behind. Let me just tell you, I'm behind on BE updates, I'm behind on Cowboy N updates, and I'm behind on, and that's my little dog whining. She's behind on getting let out, I guess, to go to the bathroom. So you're going to have to wait. You're just going to have to hold it. Hold it. I still have to write about quinoa. But what I wanted to do is actually say, I love to touch up on the highlights because, you know, like I'll write the article, but then I'll focus on the highlights, right? And so the highlights of that were, first of all, I'm rediscovering how much, like, I love coming on top. I haven't been, that was originally like my favorite position in the very, very beginning, like just as a younger girl. I loved being on top and coming that way. But for the longest time, it's been a different position. And now all of a sudden it's like, I've relit that fire and I'm like, oh yeah. You know what I like about that is that I can just get on top and I can control the direction of it. So I can make it really, really deep. And basically like where I'm like, feels like my pelvic bone is like pressed up against, you know, the guy's pelvic bone. And his cock is in me as deep as it can go, but it's not hurting me because normally, you know, like I'm always like, oh God, please don't go all the way in because it hurts. It hurts. It hits too much. It hits my cervix and it's like, boom, 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 not comfortable. And anyway, so the top position, yes. And I did something else I haven't done in ages with quinoa. He titty fucked me because we did the central massage and I was all oiled up and it was, oh my God, that was amazing. Let me tell you. When he was done with that, I was like, I said to him, let me get on top of you and I'm going to come in 2 seconds flat. And I did. It was like literally, boom, 2 seconds flat. There was no waiting. There was no wait on aisle 5. It was getting right down to it. And it was all that touching and rubbing and just, you know, women, we're like a slow cooker. I mean, sometimes it just really, it depends on, I think, where you're at. I hate to be graphic, but just like where you're at in your cycle, where all your hormones are at. It just, there's a lot of weird little things. You know, how's the moon lining up? Is Mercury in retrograde? You know, all this crazy shit, you know, because we're a cornucopia of, you know, oddball little things that have to line up to make things right, you know. But anyway, so I did the titty fucking and that was fun. And then also I fucking swallowed. I haven't given a blowjob where I finished them off and swallowed in so long. Usually the blowjob is, you know, it's, hold on a second. No, Izzy, no, no, down, go down, down, go on. Oh my goodness. Sorry about that. So I haven't given like, usually the blowjob is we're doing this before we're actually having sex. So, you know, obviously it's foreplay. And so I'm not, you know, finishing somebody off. Anyway, and I'll say this. I'm going to just say it. Like, normally I'm a little reluctant to swallow. I don't know, like, seriously, it's been a long, long time. Years. I'm saying 5 years plus since I swallowed. And I swallowed his cum because, guys, sometimes it's funky. It tastes funky. I mean, I have a good method. I have a method where you cannot, like, you need to know when that's happening so that you can have his cock back farther in your mouth. If it's on the front of your tongue, like, that's where all the taste buds are. You're going to taste it. If you have this big old wad rolling around right there, no, it's hard. I mean, that's why, like, and I'm just telling you, when I get my girlfriends, I've got a bunch of girlfriends that I'm convincing do a podcast with me. They will tell you it's funky. It doesn't always taste good. But the reason that I was like, okay, you know, so I have this method. I always had this method where, like, and I would tell my friends, like, you got to have it back. I mean, almost at the back of your throat. So it comes out and you swallow it as it comes out. That's no problem. But with quinoa, you know, I did my method and that was fine, but he's also very mild tasting and I knew he would be. You know why I was like, I'm going to swallow this guy's cum? Is because he's a vegan. And, you know, I've never expressed my food views on my blog, but I used to be a vegan, now I'm vegetarian. But the stuff that you are eating, it does make you taste differently. And that's probably what, you know, guys are experiencing when they taste women, you know, that are more taste salty or one way or, you know, whatever, because it's obviously dietary, guys. I mean, you know, some of it's hygiene, but the biggest part I believe is dietary. And so I knew, I was just like, oh yeah, I know that, you know, you're not going to taste funky when you're eating a bunch of plant-based stuff. You know, when you're eating vegetables and your protein's coming from a plant-based source, it's just not going to happen. And I was right. So anyway, that was a fun little experience, but I'll put the whole thing up. I swear to God, I'm like halfway through typing it out. I'll get it out there. The next thing is, I went back and thought about this. You know how I put the podcast up about, like, can I be submissive or not? I was like this whole, like, just freaking gyration I'm going through with Cowboy Ed and, you know, that whole submissive thing. And I'm just like, ugh, fighting against it. But here's the interesting thing. I went on a motorcycle ride with him where I got on the back of a motorcycle and he was obviously driving and I'm on the back and I'm just the passenger. Well, I thought about it and I was just like, Jesus Jones, probably submission I could ever do. You don't understand, like, how freaked out I am to get on the back of a motorcycle. And I did it. And I did it because there is a big part of me that was like, as freaked out as I am, I'm like, I felt like I could trust him. Now that I've ridden with him, I may change my mind about that. Not that he's a bad driver, but man, it feels to me, he may beg to differ. I'm not going to give him the chance to rebut this, but he may beg to differ. I feel like he tailgates like a motherfucker. And I felt like some of these people, we could have jumped in their backseat. And my big fear is like, you know, you're not far enough away from them. I don't tailgate when I drive, right? Because I'm just like, I need, you know, you want that proper stopping distance. Again, it may be different for a motorcycle. You could weave, bob, zigzag, whatever. But that would be my only thing. However, that being said, I did. I got on the back of this thing and we drove around all over the place, you know, for the better part of a day. And now I don't think I was relaxed the whole time. I was not relaxed the whole time. I was on the back there. I said the full rosary. I was calling on Jesus. I was calling on God. I was calling on Mary and some saints too. Making deals, striking bargains, like, just get me off this thing safe. And I swear, you know, I'll do this, X, Y, and Z. So now I have a big list of things that I'm supposed to be doing this week, you know, for that fair trade. but again, you know, I know that's all kind of funny, but the interesting point that really kind of struck me after the fact that when I thought about it was, well, isn't that interesting? I mean, you know, I would basically get on the back of the motorcycle and, like, almost trust him with my life. God, I mean, I can't believe I said that. And then, but you know, I can't go the other way in the bedroom. So it's weird. Clearly I must be a pretty fucked up individual. I don't know. I've got problems. I think I need to find a good therapist. Maybe somebody knows one. They can send me a name. No, I'm just kidding. But you know, kidding, but not kidding. I mean, like that's whatever that's saying. I don't know. It's saying it. And you know, I don't, you know, I don't know about, would I get on the back of another motorcycle again? Maybe, like I said, but maybe I'd want to, that might be the time where I actually did steal one of my mom's like anti-anxiety pills, you know, have popped a happy pill so I could just be relaxed, because I know I was not relaxed the whole ride. It was a beautiful ride. I mean, I didn't miss the scenery. I didn't miss, you know, the fun stuff. And, but I was anxious the whole time. And I really did, you know, what I liked when we were cruising around in the city. Oh, that was fabulous. I was fine with that. But, you know, aside from that, it was, yeah, it was a little nerve wracking for me. So anyway, the next interesting thing is, again, this is so another story I have to write and put up there. You know, on my list, which I said was on my list and now off my list, was to give a prostate orgasm. I've always been super fascinated about this because it's like the male G-spot. You know, I'm like, I know that these are mind-blowing orgasms and I always wanted to learn how to do it. Well, B.E. and I had discussed that we were going to do that. So we went out and went to a concert and oh my God, it was great. I'll blog about the whole thing, but, that guy is, oh my God, he is just amazing. Anyway, so we do that and then we go back and, we have our, you know, we're in our hotel room doing our thing. And I thought I was going to be giving him a prostate orgasm with just some fingers. It turns out I had my whole fist in there. I fisted somebody. This no shit. I mean, I still can't believe it. First, I don't even know how it went in there. It did. You know, after a while, I mean, it's not like you just go right to that, but, and I'll give more details in the article, but oh my gosh. Yes. And so then he's having this orgasm and I can tell, like, this is one of the most, you know, the deepest, most mind-blowing orgasms I've ever seen a guy have that I'm doing without touching his cock. There was no touching his cock. It was purely from his prostate. And it was amazing. I mean, I'm blown away. I didn't even feel it. And I'm like, oh my God. I mean, that was awesome. So I definitely want to do more of that. I don't know that it has to be the fisting every time, right? But just understanding that whole prostate and how it works, fascinating. And so I'm encouraging all guys listening to this, listen. I understand. There's a little bit of a phobia with your butt. Trust me, I have a phobia with my butt too. I'm like, oh, I don't know. But it's, I can just tell you, like, this is so pleasurable. If you've never had one, trust me, you owe it to yourself. Either give yourself one or find somebody to give you one. Because damn, I mean, this shit is no joke. So check it out. Don't be shy. You don't have to tell anybody about it. You could just keep it to yourself, but you got to try it. Burner is back. So, here's a funny little burner story. So he reaches out to me again. And it was funny because we were just like, you know, kind of bantering a little bit back and forth. And then he's like, well, I don't have, you know, front of rug. I said, well, I think I still have yours. So I pull up his name and my phone is, unfortunately, my phone is littered with first names. It's pathetic. But so I pull him up, and this is before I was using Keek. So I use it in my messages. So I pull him up and, you know, I said, is your phone number the same? I sent him a message and he said, so he's, you know, I said, hi, you know, it's blah, blah, you know, I didn't actually say who I was. I said, hi. And, I said something I think is a follow-up to whatever we were just talking about. And he texts back. He says, hi, Gina. Well, my name is not Gina. So I said, oh, well, I said, my name is not Gina, but I'll tell you what, I'll let you call me that. So my new stage name is Gina. He doesn't know what my first name is. I'm not going to tell him. I'm like, hey, you know what? You can call me Gina. That's A-okay with me. Gina's not far from my name, but I guess it is and isn't. I mean, in certain contexts. But I was like, you know, and I thought to myself, well, that's interesting. And I'm not sure how to take that. Believe me, if I fuck you, I know your fucking name. I don't forget it. So, you know, I don't know. I'm not, I was just like, hey, it's no big, you know, you can call me Gina. And he can keep calling me Gina. I'm not telling, I mean, I'm like, yep, guess what? There you go. There's my name. My name to you is Gina. So I don't know who Gina is, but apparently that's me now. And it's kind of sexy to have this like double identity. I like it. I have a triple identity. There's my real, there's the real me. There's Curious Girl and there's Gina. So anyway, but I also told him about the blog. So in the very beginning, I think from Clark down, I told none of those guys that I was blogging. And after that, well, then I told at one point, you know, because the dynamic is different with Clark, I told him that I was blogging, what I was up to. And then after that, I told everybody what I was doing. And I don't really know why I wasn't telling the guys in the beginning. I mean, it wasn't on purpose. I think really it was probably more just so that I had an outlet to just be, 100% truthful and not filtered. I just wanted to be able to say what I was going to say and not worry about somebody reading it or looking at it and, you know, having a judgment or whatever. Now I'm over it. And the other thing is I do, you know, I feel like, hey, you know, I'm going to be writing about somebody. It should be disclosed. Cause you know, if somebody were saying to me, hey, I don't want you to write about me, I wouldn't, I wouldn't do it, you know? And so I'm totally fine with that. But so now on the front end, I just disclose it. It's like, this is, you know, cause I talk, it's easy enough to do. It's by the way, you know, I've been on this sexual road trip and, you know, and I also blog about it and, you know, and podcast anonymously. And so there you go. But yeah, but prior to that, you know, so there are some guys out there that, you know, don't know. And I've left it at that. but so when, you know, Burner came back around, I took that as my opportunity to let him know. Now, I'm sure at this point he's listened and I don't know what he thinks. I really don't. And we'll see, you know, I mean, it was interesting and, from just that one encounter and, you know, I'd certainly like to get together with him again. Because he is an interesting individual, but you know, it may be that's a turnoff. You know, I know that there have been guys that I've met and, you know, and in getting to know each other, I've told them about this and, it is a turnoff. It's a turnoff because they're looking for a relationship. And obviously this screams, you know, I'm screwing other guys and they're like that or not. I'm sorry. I shouldn't say that. That's not their cup of tea. You know, they're really looking for deep down. They would like to find somebody that wants to be monogamous. And right now, that's not the lane I'm in. Not that I won't ever be there again. I don't know. You know, I mean, after this, I still, there's a question mark about what happens after this. Who knows? But, you know, we'll see how it all shakes out. Okay. Then, oh, so I did get some new sex toys. When I was on the motorcycle ride with Cowboy Ann, I said, I want to go to the sex shop. And we did. There's a bunch of sex shops. And he was nice enough to, you know, swing me by there. And so I did get a new little, like, just vibrator. And it's wireless. And you know, he was right. Like, he, you know, he just kept harassing me about, you know, my old antiquated one. And it's true. I mean, it was, it had the wires and the, you know, and then you had a little controller and, you know, and then you, when you're having sex and you're rolling around, you roll on it, you know, you crimp the wires, all this stuff starts happening. There was even one point where it started dying and it started to die right in the middle of having sex with Cowboy Ann. And he was nice enough to, hold it together so that I could use it to come. Anyway, after that, I'm like, okay, this is shameful. Shameful. I can no longer, as a self-respecting woman, go on with this old antiquated crap. So I did get a new one and I do love it. And then also I got this other one. It's called the Womanizer. Isn't that a funny name? The Womanizer. And it sucks on your clit. It has like this vacuum action. It's quite interesting. Yes. That one is a bit of a home run, I have to say. Yeah. I'm excited to like discover all this new technology and sex toys. This is fabulous. So I haven't completely, you know, replenished, but I did get some new lube and I got some new, you know, two new sex toys. So I have, you know, I need to replace some more, like just other things, but, yeah, I'm excited to do that. I'll probably just order those online and then I'll give a review. I'm going to just probably have like a masturbation-a-thon and I'll probably, you know, podcast about that, you know, how that went. But, all good stuff. I'm excited with my new toys. You know what? If none of them, like if everybody just drops off the radar tomorrow, I've got some damn good toys at this point. You know, those two, between those two, I can keep myself happy. Trust me. I mean, ugh. And sometimes I will masturbate like 3 times a day. It just depends on what I have going on. If I'm having like a, you know, where I'm at home a lot. Oh yeah. Sometimes I can't even help myself. It's just, I don't know what it is. When you're a woman, like your hormones do just different things, but there's just some times where I cannot, like I would hump a chair. I'm so horny. I just, whatever. I need release and I will masturbate as many times as it takes during the day. You know, I could do it like right before the shower, right when I get out of the shower. I'll just midday push away from, you know, my desk and just go into my bedroom and, you know, take care of business really fast. This is just like 10 minutes, 5 minutes, you know, just getting it, just knocking it out. But yeah, I mean, I like it. I love to get off. And sometimes it's just nice to just take care of it really fast yourself, you know, and boom, you're back at your day, just, you know, like you didn't skip a beat. So anyway, there's a few quick little updates, funny little topics. As usual, thank you for listening. And I love the feedback. So please send your questions or comments to curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.